From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. State Auditor Nicole Galloway's office responded to criticisms from U.S. Senator Josh Hawley. The GOP senator has issues with how Galloway is conducting an unreleased audit of his time as Attorney General. Jason Rosenbaum reports.
Hawley departed from the Attorney General's office in early 2019 after defeating then-U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill. Among other things, Hawley has objected to how Galloway hired McCaskill's former campaign manager and how a staffer overseeing the audit said disparaging things about President Donald Trump.
Various pieces of information have come to light that are extremely, extremely disturbing.
Galloway staffers told a House committee that McCaskill's former campaign manager had no role in Hawley's audit. And Galloway's director of quality control, John Halls, says the staffer overseeing the audit was removed to avoid the appearance of impropriety.
I don't believe that there was any bias that occurred throughout the audit.
The Hawley audit is expected to be released in the coming weeks. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri's Republican-led Senate has put forth a new plan that would scrap partisan fairness and competitiveness from the criteria used to draw state House and Senate districts. If approved by lawmakers, it would ask voters later this year to reverse key parts of a ballot initiative they approved in 2018. Opioid prescriptions are down significantly in Missouri's Medicaid health care program. New figures show that the number of Medicaid participants receiving opioid prescriptions fell to fewer than 110,000 in 2019, the second year in a row with a 12% decrease. State Medicaid Director Todd Richardson cites improved public awareness about the severity of the opioid crisis. He also credits state policy changes that have limited many initial opioid prescriptions to 7 days and have expanded treatment options for people dealing with pain. A new bill would cap health care provider rates at those paid by Medicare and Medicaid programs unless certain conditions were met. State Representative Steve Helms says there is nothing in federal law or Missouri regulations that requires healthcare providers to share cost estimates before providing treatment. According to the Columbia Missourian, if for-profit providers don't offer a price estimate, they'd be limited to billing the Medicare amount to uninsured or self-pay patients for a service costing more than $500. A fiscal note filed with the bill estimated no cost for state or local governments to implement the change. The total burden for hospitals to review and post their standard charges for the first year is estimated to be about $71 million. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.